HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
This is Spirit Talk Live, Journeys in the Mind, Heart, and Soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest. Spirit Talk Live is our monthly forum for exploring the great questions of existence, for joining in the quest to find meaning and worth in life through intellectual inquiry and sacred spirit. It is a worldwide conversation for spiritual seekers and for rational empiricists, for people of all religions and of no religions, no religion, of all faiths and of no faiths, because here on Spirit Talk Live, everything is sacred and nothing is sacred. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to this month's edition of Spirit Talk Live. We're very, very glad you're here. We thank you for joining us this morning. I'd like to remind you first about my latest book, The Real Name of God, Embracing the Full Essence of the Divine, which is indeed revolutionary theology and leading us to oneness consciousness. The one God who is the God of us all leads us to understanding and to embracing the differences, because there is far more that unites us as children of God and children of the universe than divides us. So take a look at the website. It's www.god, G-O-D, is, I-S, Anochi, A-N-O-C-H-I.com. There you'll find a little 7-minute video where I explain to you all the ideas and the concepts of the book, and you'll find some information about the book itself, and you can listen to the chants that are in the book, more than 30 chants, and you can listen to them there on the website, as we used to say on the old South Side of Chicago, free for nothing. And you can immerse yourself in these chants that lead us toward a personal, deeper, intimate relationship with God. The book is available on Amazon, and let me know what you think. Also, I'm delighted to tell you that my newest book, Radical Loving, One God, One World, One People, will be published in April by Monkfish Book Publishing. This is a compelling appraisal of the state of our present-day world and a bold, visionary, spirit-filled blueprint for its transformation and its evolution through radical loving and awesome holiness. So with age-old wisdom wrapped in contemporary garb, and sweet, inspiring parables and stories, I hope some keen insights and gentle guidance, Radical Loving is a call to oneness, a promise that Earth can be Eden once again. And you can see the themes that I'm writing about, one God, one world, one people, and the real name of God, the one God of all the people. So check those out. It'll be available on Amazon right now for pre-order. Get it in right now, and you'll receive it on pub date, which is April 2nd of this coming year, just a little 4 months away. Well, here we are today, and as we do every, usually twice a year or so, we invite my holy wife, the Holy Rebbetzin Ellen Kaufman Dossick, to be our guest. She is the world master teacher and practitioner of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and she is the channel author of the monthly internet publication These Cosmic Times, The Cosmic Times. And so she's here to talk to us today about what's going on in the world and what her channeled information tells us about the energy and the spirit in the universe today. We'll tell you more about Ellen and her website and her work later in the program, but right now it is my delight and pleasure, as it is to our most frequent guest, to welcome her to Spirit Talk Live, Ellen Kaufman Dossick. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, everybody. It's a great honor to be here.
There she is. So, Ellen, we can't remember a time when the exhaustion and the stress and the fear and the hope has been so great as it is now. And so you tell us in the Cosmic Times that this is a time for reset for us. So So from the stress and the fear that you might want to address it, that itself, the stress and the exhaustion, what does it mean that it's a time for reset? Ellen Kaufman does.
So indeed, this is just an amazing time. So amazing. And you're right. Everybody is really stretched almost beyond the breaking point. And indeed, those of us who do therapy work are finding so many people who are breaking and snapping. It's almost like we're all metal springs and we've been pulled out so far that we're now snapping. And, you know, so many people are describing themselves being beyond the end of their rope, not even at the end of their rope, beyond already. And, you know, we certainly have issues that we can point to. COVID and the increase, the surging of the illness and how long it's gone on and the great economic devastation and the worry and concern and fear that everybody has and that it's just gone on and on and on and on. And so we can look at that and, of course, understand how it is that we're really beyond the breaking point. But if we step back and look at it from the larger perspective, what we see is that this is really an initiation for humankind, for all human beings on Earth. This is an initiation time. It's sort of like how a marathon is an initiation. An initiation is something that we have to grow into a larger version of ourselves in order to successfully negotiate. And so those of you who have run a marathon, I haven't, but my niece, Elisa, runs marathons, and she tells me that at about mile 18 or 19, the crisis hits, and you believe that you're not going to make it. And you know that the finish line is just up ahead and that you've done most of the race. But at about mile 18 or 19, you really run out of steam. And if you're going to manage to get there, you do so by lifting your focus from your own body and your own hurting feet and hurting head and hurting lungs and hurting hips. You move your focus away from yourself to the larger collective, to the larger arena. And you actually begin to listen to the crowds on the sidelines cheering you on. And you feel that support. And you actually begin to see the other runners, the hundreds of other runners who are running with you. And seeing them doing it gives you the inspiration to think that you might be able also to do this. And you take yourself from the now moment where you are right now to imagine yourself going through the finish line and having that medal placed around your neck. And that sense of achievement and success and you can do these three things, she tells me, you're going to complete the marathon. And that moment when we lift our awareness from our small selves to the larger picture is the point of initiation. It's the point where we lift our consciousness, our awareness, from our small selves to our larger selves, to our God self. And we feel the compassion and the support and the deeper meaning of what we're doing, which is about coming into our larger selves. And if we can move from the small self to the God self, then we will complete this initiation successfully. So whenever there is a time when we move from the small self to the God self. It means that we are unplugging ourselves from the focus of the small self and replugging into a larger circuitry. And that time in between the unplug and the replug is the reset. And so humankind right now is in that reset. It's, you know, these are very, very huge perspectives that we're looking at. These are great long arcs of evolution. And so this reset actually began at the June solstice. So, like almost 6 months ago. No, more than 6 months ago it began. And we began to be unplugged from the way our lives had been. And everybody went into isolation and lockdown and sheltering in place. And life was just not the same, and it hasn't been the same for a long, long time. And we're being asked then in this period of time of the reset to really sort of hang out in the void and not be here or there, be betwixt and between. And that's really what everything has felt like for a very long time. And it's a very hard place to hang out, the void, because in the void there's nothing, there's no thing. It's emptiness. And so we lose all of our points of orientation. We don't know what's left and what's right, what's forward and what's backwards, what's up or what's down. We're just hanging there. And it can feel really scary and empty. Some people have termed this time the time of COVID panic, you know, where you wake up in the morning and the panic hits you like a bucket of cold water. And you think, oh, my God. What am I doing? What is my life about? Where am I connected? Where's my orientation? What am I about? Why am I here? And that's about being in the void.
It seems, Ellen, that you're telling this to us just in time, because you write in your channeled information in the November Cosmic Times a month ago that we have to do this reset before the winter solstice, which is just 5 days away now.
Exactly, exactly. So what is this reset time about that concludes with the solstice on Monday, on Tuesday? Monday, it's Monday. So we're being... really, more than asked, we're being almost forced to shift from being human doings to finally becoming our, you know, owning our true birthright, which is to be human beings. You know, in 3D, it required doing in order to survive. It took for eons of time, it has taken great amounts of energy to procure food, to make it, to bring the water in, to do the cleaning, to wash the laundry, to bake and cook and make fire and make heat and build a place to live and take care of your animals and take care of your fields and take care of your children. And oh my gosh, it was all-consuming. And if you didn't do those things that took up more than 24 hours a day, you would die. You wouldn't eat, and you wouldn't drink, and you wouldn't be clothed, and you wouldn't be sheltered. So the more that you did, the harder you worked, the more you accomplished, the better chance you had for survival. And so we got very good at being human doings, and that's why we're all here right now and talking about this, and we're alive, because we're very, very, very good at being human doings. In 5D, in oneness consciousness, in, for example, the Garden of Eden, there are unlimited resources and unlimited abundance. And so, in order to survive, you don't have to do. We just get to be. And being requires a whole different set of skills. And so, as we shelter in place, many, many of us are getting a crash course in being rather than doing. And, you know, not doing can actually evoke that COVID panic that we wake up with sometimes, where that hits us in the middle of the afternoon. But many of us are also finding that we can meditate and do yoga, that there's time to exercise and take care of ourselves and pay attention to our thoughts and our feelings, our awarenesses, our evolution. And we are very gently becoming human beings.
Ellen, there's a yes but here at this moment in time. And the yes but is that so many people are out of work because of the economic realities of COVID, where so many small businesses are closed or have closed or are on hiatus, and so many people have lost their jobs, and so many people are applying for unemployment. And what used to be an easy task for people to walk into the supermarket and buy enough food for dinner and breakfast tomorrow and lunch tomorrow and probably dinner tomorrow night, now people are spending hours and hours in food lines trying to be given some food so their families can survive. And people who are out of work are struggling to find work. So it seems as if even as we're moving toward being, we're being forced back into the doing just in order to survive.
Absolutely. So this is a giant initiation. It's a giant reset and a huge unplugging. And it's not just we who are unplugging from our 3D selves. It's the whole structures, the whole world. All the structures of 3D have been letting go. This, it's almost like a huge demolition has been taking place. And that demolition of all the 3D structures and organizations and ways of doing things began in 2001. So you can hear it's been going on for a long time, a long, long time. And God bless this president who has really assisted in taking apart all that remains of the structures and the organizations of 3D. All the institutions and ways of doing things. And all those pieces are falling down and disat. There is room for the new structures and institutions and organizations and ways of doing things that are about oneness consciousness to begin to emerge. And so what's been happening since June is that those giant demolition currents have finally begun to conclude. The ending is ending. And there are new currents, new giant waves of beginning, of building, of emerging currents. And beginning to wash across Earth. And so humankind is really caught in the midst of the outgoing waves and new incoming waves. And so it's incredibly turbulent and chaotic, and it feels overwhelming, and we don't know which direction to turn in. And so we're all caught right in the midst of the ending of nothingness and the beginning of the beginning. And so when we talk about initiation and moving from the small self to the God self, what does this mean? What does it mean to shift your focus to the level of the God self? Partly, it means shifting your focus from yourself and your own needs to the greater good of the collective. And so we not only have a responsibility now, as we're seeing, to attend to ourselves, but we also have the growing awareness that we are part of a whole and that we need to begin to co-create with the divine a new world order in which no one is hungry and no one is without the capacity to take care of themselves and others. And everyone has an open path to a sense of fulfillment and meaning and purpose. And so, you know, we're being called upon to work for the greater good and the greater whole and the greater collective. And you can see this as huge numbers, overwhelming numbers of people turned out to vote in the middle of this pandemic, still turning out, now turning out to vote in the Georgia elections, and everyone is being called to the greater good.
And this theme of the greater good is what you will read about in my new book, Radical Loving, One God, One World, One People. When we come back with Ellen Kaufman Dossick, we will find out from her what the astrological completion and the conjunction of the planets, particularly Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto, at the end of this year, the solstice time, has to do with everything that we've been talking about, because even in the heavens, as above, so below. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master teacher and practitioner of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of the monthly internet publication, The Cosmic Times. We'll be back with Ellen after these messages, as always, inviting you to come on the journey, join in the quest.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. I'm along with my wife today, the Holy Rebbetzin Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master practitioner and teacher of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and germane to this program, the channel author of the monthly internet publication The Cosmic Times. Ellen is about to tell you how to look at her website to find out about both Soul Memory Discovery and to become a subscriber to The Cosmic Times. Ellen Kaufman Dossick.
Hi, you can go to www.soulmemorydiscovery.com and find out all about Soul Memory Discovery and get a session for yourself, even, and subscribe to The Cosmic Times and sign up for a variety of classes that we're all doing on Zoom these days. So lots and lots that's there, and we would welcome your presence. That would be wonderful.
So, soulmemorydiscovery.com, S-O-U-L-M-E-M-O-R-Y, discovery, D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R-Y, .com. Ellen, we left the last segment saying that as above, so below, the heavens are doing some really interesting things in terms of the conjunctions of the planets in the next very few days. What's happening, and what does it have to do with what we've been talking about?
So let me backtrack just for a moment. You know, we talked about the void being that place of nothingness, just emptiness, and that's what it feels like, and that's what it looks like, and everything has really been sort of frozen. You know, lots of people would like to move forward, but we're just sort of hanging out. You know, there's a vaccine, but we haven't gotten it. There's a new administration, but it's not in yet. There is the possibility of economic relief bills, but they are not happening. There is the desire for new work, but no new work is showing up for people. So it's, you know, we're really sort of hanging out in this frozen space of the void. But the reality is that this isn't just any old void. This is the void of creation. So the void is really the place of all potentiality. And everything that is available in creation is held in a potential form in the void. And so our new world, the world of oneness consciousness in which we see the face of the divine everywhere we look, the expression, the manifestation of God everywhere we are, that all sits in the void. And the reason we're hanging out in the void is so that we can begin to plug in, starting on Monday at the solstice, to this new emerging oneness consciousness. And that calls for two things. One is it calls for us to crack open our hearts and allow the full flow of the divine love to flow through us. When that happens, what we find is we stop being afraid and we stop focusing on ourselves and our own needs, no matter how dire those needs may be. And when that love begins to flow and we become the channel for that divine flow of love, then everything else begins to flow as well. And we find that whatever we need is right in front of us and provided and there. And not only can we help ourselves, but we can help everyone around us and the whole world. That's called a mission. And our mission connects us with the divine. The mission is what enables regular people to step forward as heroes. That mission enables firefighters, for example, to run into a burning building rather than away from it. It's what enables healthcare workers to put on their PPE or whatever they've got and walk into that dangerous, germ-filled environment. It's what enables essential workers to keep showing up to provide people with what they need. No matter the cost to the individual, because the mission, the flow of divine love, becomes more important. It supersedes our own small self individual needs. And so it erases our fears.
Well, Ellen, you've talked about the world being stuck, and you're absolutely right. It seems as if everything is right on the brink, but nothing's happening.
Right.
But many people feel that about themselves.
Yes.
We're stuck inside the house. If we are good citizens, we don't go out except for the essential services. Many places are on major lockdown. Although if we had done it right, you know, New Zealand had just declared the entire country to be COVID-free. Now, granted, their population is much more spread out than ours and so on and so forth, but they did it right politically. Let me just to say as well, New Zealand, they had a horrible public shooting where 50 people were killed, and two weeks later, they banned assault weapons. Here in America, I don't have to tell you that the gun lobby is far more powerful than the gun control lobby. And we have done nothing about the assault weapons on the street. Yea, nevertheless, what we're looking at here is people who feel stuck, who can't go out and do their thing, who can't move in their professions or their jobs or their hobbies. I mean, I know a number of people who play golf every week, just, you know, a very simple, silly thing, but play golf every week and or twice a week, and they depend on that golf game to make their golf game better. Every day they try to get better. Some of them have not picked up a club or been on a course for months and months and months. They feel as if their golf game is regressing. Well, how much the more so our skills in our work and our volunteering in the community. So if we're stuck, if we feel stuck, how do we move and begin or continue to fulfill our God-given mission?
Yeah. So there's no separation between anything. There's oneness consciousness, meaning there's one weave. As we are, so is our world. It's not just the world. It's each individual and every element is in the void right now. And we're waiting for the emergence of the new 5D paradigms. So, we can't move out horizontally. The only direction we can move is vertically at this point.
And so, we're up against a hard break, Ellen, and so we will find out how we move vertically when we return. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossig, along with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossig, telling us about these cosmic times. We'll be back after these messages and find out how we move vertically when we can't move horizontally. So join us, come on the journey, join in the quest.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Spirit Talk Live, our third segment, actually, as we say in the radio biz. We're here with Ellen Kaufman Dossig, my holy wife, the master practitioner and teacher of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery. You can find her at www.soulmemorydiscovery.com, where you also can subscribe to the monthly internet publication, which Ellen is the channel author, The Cosmic Times. And she's here, as she is a couple times a year, to sort of summarize a little bit for us. So this end-of-the-year summary tells us what's been going on these last number of months. So we were talking about how individuals seem to be stuck in old patterns, and because of what's going on with COVID, we can't get out there and move forward. And Ellen was telling us that if we can't move horizontally, we can move vertically. I don't know what that means, but here she is to tell us. Ellen Kaufman Dossig.
So if you can't go out, the only direction you can go is in. And so if we can't make ripples out in the world, we can begin digging deeper and deeper within our own beings, carving out bigger and bigger places for the divine love to flow through us. That is, we can become bigger. And that's what's happening right now as we focus on ourselves. You know, it sounds like a very selfish thing to do, but the reality is, as we are, truly so is our world. And so as we become bigger and clearer and better channels for the flow of that divine love, the world becomes a better place as a result. In oneness consciousness, whatever we do for ourselves, we do for the whole, for the entire weave. And all of this reset concludes on Monday at the winter solstice. So, what's happening that's so big that it all comes to a shifting point, a turning point on Monday? So, I'm not an astrologer, but I will attempt to talk about some of the big pieces here. As all of you know, the big planets, Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto, have been dancing together throughout this entire year. And it feels really big because they are the biggest planets in our solar system. Not Pluto, but Jupiter and Saturn. And they dance in a cyclical manner. So they do a dance that is 20 years long. They also do a longer dance that is 38 years long. And they also, both of those dances are part of a very, very big dance that goes on for about 200 years. All of those three cycles are completing on December 21st. That
all of those cycles, a 200-year cycles completing?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So what does it mean to have a 200-year cycle? That cycle that's completing on Monday began in 1802. What else began at about that time in our world? It was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And that dance, that 200-year dance, began in the arena, in the ballroom of the Earth element Capricorn. And that Earth element, of course, is about abundance. It's about Earth's resources, which are all of our abundance comes from Earth. And so it was not only the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, but it was the beginning of capitalism. And all about how much you could take and how well you could exploit Earth and her resources, and how wealthy you could become, and how you could take advantage of as many people as you possibly could to become wealthier and wealthier. And that's all Earth element. That dance in the Earth element is completing. The music stops on Monday, December 21st. And the whole dance is moved to a new ballroom. And that ballroom begins in Aquarius, which is an air element. And Aquarius and the air elements are about the larger, greater good, the greater collective, the needs of everyone, the sense of equality and liberty and knowledge and wisdom and technology. Those are all air element qualities. And so the dance between Jupiter and Saturn will start a new 200-year cycle on Monday in an air element. And so this whole 200-year cycle that has had to do with greed and exploitation and the building of wealth and resources at the expense of everyone, including our mother, our Earth, is completing. And we have the opportunity to begin to co-create a new world that is about equal opportunity and the greater good of all and the values of growing education and knowledge and wisdom and clarity and consciousness and kindness and decency and generosity and caring and, I mean, it's just, and justice and truth and light. It's an amazing shift that is about to take place. And so you, with that, then you can hear why it has been so significant that we've been unplugged from what has been in order to ready ourselves to plug in to the entire gestalt, into all relationality in a different way. And whatever way expression takes vis-a-vis the air element will be partially determined by our intention, how we want this particular 200-year dance to go.
It is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
That's exactly right.
Here it is. When we come back in the few minutes that we have left, we'll ask Ellen what she thinks, what she foresees in the dawning of this new age. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dussek, as always, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest.
Your source for timeless natural health talk, HRNradio.com.
We're back at Spirit Talk Live for our last little segment with Ellen Kaufman Dussek and our last program for this year of 2020. Quite a year it's been, hasn't it been? Hasn't it? So, Ellen, how do we do this? How do we do it?
The bottom line is we choose to love. That's all. It's so easy. We just choose to love. We just open our hearts and let the love flow. And I know it sounds silly and naive, but really, that's all there is. That's the only actual thing of value is love. And the only thing we actually really have any control over is how much we will open our hearts and love. That's it. And when we open our hearts and love, we grow bigger than ourselves. And when we grow bigger than ourselves, we actually begin to see other people. We begin to see the presence of the divine everywhere we look. And every time we come upon the presence of the divine in another person, in the beauty of a flower, in a gorgeous sunset, in a stately tree, in an adorable animal. Can you feel it? Your heart just cracks open and you fall in love.
You and I wrote together a little reminder of this a couple of years ago. We wrote, I can become as big as my soul. I rise up, take the leap, and God will catch me.
Absolutely. And you've just brought us to the very next point, which is the final point, I think. And that is...
That is the final point for this year. As we move into the next year, there will be more and more points.
No, I think it's really the final point.
Oh, okay.
Period. Yeah. Of everything.
Ellen?
And that is that when we perceive the divine everywhere, and we just continuously fall in love, we are living that namaste relationality. The divine in me perceives, honors, appreciates, celebrates the divine in you. And when that is, we have stepped into our true mission as a humankind, and that is to become the co-creative partners with the divine in designing the new world. That's been the original goal of humankind, to grow into that capacity to be the co-creative partners with God in making our world. We've never gotten there, but starting on Monday, we have that door opens, and we actually can step in, step up, step out, And in that flow of love, join in not only maintaining and supporting the one weave, but designing the weave with the divine. And so, you know, we've been running this marathon, and it feels like it's gone on forever, and it has. And on Monday, we begin to come into that, we begin to cross the threshold into the new ballroom in which we can actually begin to reap the harvest and use these fruits to make the most deliciousness in our world.
Well, these are indeed incredibly exciting cosmic times. So, Ellen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the program today. Thank you so much for writing, channeling the Cosmic Times each and every month, for all the holy work you do in the world of the spirit, for the hundreds and thousands of people whom you touch and affect. And, also, of course, thank you for choosing to be my wife. It's a great, great honor, great pleasure.
It's a great honor for me.
So, if you want to be in touch with Ellen, it's www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. And there you can find out about the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery. And you can subscribe to the Cosmic Times in your email box or by mail each and every month. So, many, many thanks to Ellen. Thanks also to Doc Collins, our tremendous musician who plays our theme song each and every week. And the wonderful folks at HealthyLife.net, Linda McKenzie, the visionary founder, and Jay Cruz, the extraordinary executive producer, who have invited us now for, I think we're in our 11th or 12th year, on the air here at HealthyLife.net with our program Spirit Talk Live. We are delighted to be part of All Positive Talk Radio, HealthyLife.net. Next month, our program turns out to be on January 20th, Wednesday, January 20th, which is the day of the inauguration of the new President of the United States and the Vice President. And our program at 9 a.m. Pacific and noon Eastern is exactly the moment of the oath-taking. So I figure that I want to watch, and I figure that you want to watch. But for those who may not want to, or for later archival purposes, we will be playing, Jay Cruz, our great producer, will be playing for you the chant from the Real Name of God. As I mentioned earlier, the Real Name of God has some 30 chants in it. You can listen to them on the website. There's also a hard copy CD. So we'll be playing those chants. They are chanted by cantor Kathy Robbins, accompanied by Sky Ladd, and narrated by Ellen. So for those of you who don't want to watch the inauguration, you can be here listening to that program. And after the inauguration, you can go to our archive set on the site on HealthyLife.net, and you can hear the chants from the Real Name of God. Until then, dear friends, be good and do good. Be sweet and be holy. Tune your awareness to oneness consciousness, for in oneness consciousness you are sourced to strive for the recognition and the reality of one God, one world, one people, the power and the promise of Eden on earth once again. That is why we invite you this month and every month to come on the journey, join in the quest. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. Until next month, shalom, salam, pax. Peace.